You're listening to episode 95, brought to you by the Health, Hope, and Inspiration podcast, Songfinch, and Church Home. To subscribe to Health, Hope, and Inspiration and get 3 free downloads, go to hhidownload.com. For $20 off a song from scratch at songfinch.com, use the code LOVELY at checkout. And to join the free Church Home Global app, just text CULTIVATE to 555-888. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. You can find out more about the podcast at cultivatingthelovely.com, in our Yellow Brick Road membership community at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, and in our Facebook group. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram, where you can find me at Mackenzie Coppa. That's MackenzieKoppa. Welcome to the Christmas episode, ladies. I am so excited for today's episode because I had so much fun recording it. It is with my good friend, Katie Deckett. She is back, you guys. And this is one of those, what are we reading? What are we watching? How are we being festive kinds of episodes? And we had just a blast recording it. So I hope you guys will really enjoy listening to it. But before we jump into that episode, I do want to tell you about some really fun stuff that's going on around the Cultivating the Lovely community. You guys, we are gearing up for 2019 in Patreon. Now, I know you hear me talk about Patreon all the time, but things are getting really exciting because we're making some changes and we're adding some things in for the new year. One thing that a lot of women were saying they wanted more of was real accountability and community to be fostered more within that group. So with that in mind, we are creating Cultivating groups. Now, these are going to be groups of 5 to 7 women who are in the $10 or $15 levels on Patreon. The group commitment will be for 1/4 of the year, and then we will open again for re-enrollment. But during that time, you will get to partner with these other women through the Marco Polo app and help keep each other accountable and provide encouragement and community to each other all around the challenges and Bible studies and everything that we are going to be offering in Cultivating the Lovely this year. We've been doing some serious brainstorming and planning lately, and we are so excited to be revealing everything that we are going to be doing over there. We will still have our What Ingrid and Fiona Like podcast and our thoughts on the interview posts, but we've got all these other ways that we are going to be doing challenges and really helping each other to find joy and hope in 2019. Plus, we're going to be walking through a lot of planning, prepping, self-care, and all that kind of thing, all meant to help you to get a gracious handle on your life so that you can be living it well and fulfilled, even when there's a lot of chaos around you. It's going to be such a good year. I'm so excited, and I want you to join us. So if you want to become part of a cultivating group that will help you with the goals that you set for your 2019 to actually be accountable to them and be moving forward with your year, then you're going to want to come over to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, become a member at the We're Off to See the Wizard or Ruby Slippers levels. And that way you can fill out the Google questionnaire that will give us all the answers we need to put you into a group that will be a great fit for you. But be sure you do it soon, because enrollment for the 1/4 cultivating groups is going to close on January 4th. But we're actually hoping to get everyone assigned to a group much earlier than that. So head on over quick, because it's going to close. Also, you guys, one big thing that a lot of people have been asking for in the Patreon community is more live shows again. I mean, that's really the basis of how Cultivating the Lovely got started in the first place. For those of you who remember our Periscope days, starting in 2019, we are going to have live shows at least every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So if you want to be a part of those, it's a great way to fire up your day and really stay on top of the lovelies that you're wanting to have in your life. You're going to want to come join us. So find it again at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. Maybe it could be the Christmas gift that you asked for from someone, or a little New Year's treat to yourself to help you have an amazing 2019. Let's stop just getting by in life. Let's cultivate some lovely. And speaking of lovely, you guys, I've got the loveliest on here with me today, Katie Deckett. So let's jump right into the conversation. Katie, you're back on the show.
I sure am. Here I am.
I'm so excited to have you because I know that I can just kind of sit back and know that I'm going to just have a fun conversation and I don't have to think too terribly much.
Oh, good. I'm glad I don't make you think.
Yes. Well, and you guys, all of you listening, it's, you know, the week before Christmas, nobody wants to think hard anymore. We don't want to talk about like any amazing things we're trying to change in our life. That comes next week. So
exactly. This is the coast week where you eat Christmas cookies, watch Hallmark movies, and you don't think about it.
Yes. Now, next week, it's a totally different story. We're preparing for New Year's. We're going to be doing all our resolutions and getting on our game. But this week, we just get to talk about fun things. And we actually put some questions out on Instagram. Well, I asked, like, do you guys have things you would want to ask us about Christmas? So we'll probably hit on a few of those things. We won't hit on all of them, though. So if you want the rest of those answers, I'm going to be doing the rest of those answers with my other friend, Rebecca, over on the What Ingrid and Fiona Like podcast in the Patreon group, which you can find at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. So you'll get to have even more of these kind of fun Christmassy conversations over there. But for now, we're going to start right here with me and Katie. You guys have heard Katie on the show before. She partners with me in a lot of what we do for the Same Page podcast. So you can find all her stuff in the Patreon group as well. But we're just going to talk about some fun Christmassy things like what we're reading, what we're watching, doing that's festive. And Katie just said, like, do you want my real answers or my, my like something different? I was like, is it ridiculously sweet? And what'd you say?
I said, yeah.
I was like, good. Then I'll balance it out because
I almost roll my eyes at what I'm reading. That's how ridiculously sweet some of it is, but it is it's like my comfort food before I fall asleep. Like, yeah. I don't want to think. I don't want something that's going to be like any kind of sensational thing that I won't be able to go to sleep. Like, it can't be scary or, you know, it just has to be like comfort
whatever
eating.
This is.
That's where I am.
All right, we'll take it. So would you like to go? What are you reading this holiday season?
So I literally just grabbed these off of my nightstand, so it's honest. I finished I'd Rather Be Reading by Anne Bogle.
Oh, I have it. I even have the audio version, and I still haven't done it.
That was so fun because it's just the chapters are just little snippets.
Yeah.
And it's like you're talking to another fellow book lover. And
yes.
It was just right. I really enjoyed it.
Do you listen to her podcast?
When I can catch it. Okay. I love her podcast. And I always fill up my library hold cart every time I listen, which I just love that. I love her recommendations. I often check her website if I don't know what I'm going to read next.
Though she has really caused some problems for me this year. Because she sends out this little email every morning saying what's on sale on Amazon Kindle.
Oh.
And when you're like, oh, well, I don't buy that much for myself, and these books are only $2. Sure, I'll buy that. And then do you know how many books you end up with by the end of the year?
So many.
Oh, my word.
Overwhelming.
I will talk about this a little bit more later, maybe, but I literally went through and just started cataloging into my Goodreads this week. Like, well, I should read all these books that I've purchased. I don't even remember what I've gotten. I can't even say the number. It's ridiculous, but just know that I have a lot of reading to do in 2019.
That's next week. That's resolutions.
Yes.
Don't even worry about it right now.
I won't even talk about it.
You don't even have to think about it yet.
It has been fun for me to like organize them in that way. But yes, that is a resolution thing. We'll hit on that next week. But all that to say, there's a lot of books. And then, do you know how many books I got for the podcast in the mail this week?
Oh, I don't know about this week, but I know typically you get tons.
Okay, but in this one week, oh gosh, 5.
Oh my word.
And one they sent me 2 copies of, and it arrived the same day. I was like, how? How did you manage to do this?
A double dose. They really
no
mean
one
it.
Notice. Yes. So... that was like a little slightly overwhelming where I'm looking at, because, and that's in addition to like the 5 I've already received, and I have a few more coming, and they're all like January interviews.
So I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh,
I just want to read for enjoyment.
I'm sorry about that, because you do like, that's just my favorite part of holiday indulgence, or even summer indulgence.
Yes.
It's just picking up a book that means nothing. You're not going to have some deep critical conversation about it. You're not expecting it to go back to you,
Yeah.
but you can just lose yourself a little bit in the pages and enjoy it.
And
Like
I
with
just want
that.
story because so many of the it's nonfiction, you know, and sometimes that just gets really like you're just over all the nonfiction and you just want a good story. So I'm trying to be better about like
balance.
Because I really enjoy reading, but if it's just nonfiction, then I get burnt out.
Yeah,
So,
I
yeah.
get that.
Okay, no, but tell me your titles.
Okay, so then I've really gotten into a Wallace Stegner kick in the last couple of months. I don't know if you've read anything by him, Crossing to Safety or Angle of Repose. He wrote almost 100 years ago. And so the one that I just finished is called Remembering Laughter, which I took this book on a little trip a couple weeks ago with my sisters. And my sister picked it up and flipped it over on the bed. And she's like, Remembering Laughter? What kind of a name is that? Do you think you're going to have a good time in that book? Like, why did you even pick that up? I know, but there, like, even in the hard times, in a sweet little novella, I think this is not even a novel, it's a little novella. Even in the grief and the set, like, it's there's still sort of this romantic quality to it. So I don't mind if it's sad. I don't mind if it's tragic. I just kind of want to lose myself in the story. So it didn't disappoint. There was not a lot of laughter in this book. It was largely a tragedy, but I really enjoyed it. It was great.
Good.
And then I also love to read Elizabeth Gouge. I don't
Okay.
know if you're
I've
familiar
heard
with
you talk about her.
I love her stuff. She's English, and it's almost, you just know it's going to wrap up well no matter where the story goes. And the characters are so lovable. And so,
That's what I need, man.
yeah, it's a nice little departure, even from America. You're 100 years ago in England. And yeah, I really enjoy them. So I have several Elizabeth Gouge books on my nightstand. I have Jane Eyre.
Okay,
And
which is not the same thing, right? I mean,
no, she's always in my rotation for, like, I mean, what if I finish a book and I'm not tired yet? Then I just kind of pick up Jane Eyre, or I pick up one of the Anne of Green Gables, which are always on my nightstand too.
Okay,
So
so you're saying that Jane Eyre is sure to put you to sleep. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, that's what it sounds like I'm saying, but that's not exactly what I mean. I just
okay.
It's a familiar coast read. And then the other one I want to mention is Hallelujah by Cindy Rollins. She put out this
Oh,
devotion. It's an Advent devotion she put out last year, and I read that one in the mornings. But
okay.
you're gonna ask me what I'm listening to, I think. Is that coming?
No,
Maybe
but
that's
tell
off of
me.
our
Tell
questions.
me. I
Jump
didn't
right
even have
here
that.
and tell you that after the day after Thanksgiving, I obsessively listen to Handel's Messiah until it culminates with the performance, which is this Saturday,
Yes.
at a local church. My mom and my sister are in the choir. My mom holds my grandmother's score, and my sister holds my great grandmother's score. Both of them,
Wow.
the lead sopranist in the Messiah performance. And so it just has so much significance to me, just from my family alone, but then even just, I mean, it's straight scripture being sung, and I just cannot get enough of it. So I'm obsessively listening to that every spare moment of quiet time, or when I go on a walk, I'm listening to the Messiah and I'm weeping and I'm enjoying so thoroughly. But Cindy Rollins' devotion is lovely because it takes each movement of the Messiah and it breaks it down with so much depth of how it was written. Like, Handel not only wrote the beautiful score of the music, but he tied in the verbiage to the notes. Like, when it says a jagged road, like, it's up and down and jagged, and then becomes smooth, and all the voices become smooth, literally. So it's, I hadn't ever listened to it with that kind of significance, and it changes it. It's so brilliant and so beautiful. So, okay, so that's what I'm reading slash
especially
listening.
When it's something that's so personally tied to you, to then get to go even deeper with it is super fun.
Yes.
I love that. Ladies, one of our sponsors today deals with a sensitive topic, especially during the holidays, but they also offer hope. Because as of today, over 100,000 people have discovered Health, Hope, and Inspiration, the weekly podcast specifically designed for people of faith who are living with cancer. If you or someone you love has received a cancer diagnosis, Health, Hope, and Inspiration will potentially help you find strength and answer your questions about cancer prevention, treatment, and overall healthy living. Every program is filled with information and interviews that will encourage your heart, educate your mind, strengthen your body, build your faith, and give you hope. You will meet people who put their trust in God as they fought their battle with cancer. You will also find links to helpful resources that will guide you on this difficult journey. Visit hhidownload.com today to subscribe to Health, Hope, and Inspiration, and you will receive 3 free downloads: cancer fighting recipes, reducing your risk for cancer, and 4 things every cancer patient must do. That is hhidownload.com.
So I will be saturated by Saturday. I probably won't listen to it again until next November. I sort of overdo it, but
got my fill, capped it off, had the finale. Yeah. Now we're good.
And my poor sons, they're like, oh, mom,
I bet.
Is it almost, I mean, they do enjoy it, but I overdo it. And
That's so funny.
I acknowledge that. I'm not hiding that.
So. I had an experience like that with one of my sons recently where I said something. He was saying, my favorite song is this and that and that. I said, what about Hamilton? He said, no, mom. And I said, wait, what? What are you talking about? We listen to it every single day. He was like, uh-huh, yes, I know, mom. Like, oh, I thought you were enjoying it as much as I was. Dang it.
Turns out you killed it.
Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah. Yep.
It happens.
It happens. It happens to the best of us.
Yes. Yeah. You need to find a new evening playlist, I guess. Yeah. I thought I was creating tradition and culture, but apparently I'm just annoying all of them.
Well, you can do what I do and just do it seasonally and kill it.
There you go.
And you'll have 3 other seasons to kind of regroup.
Well, it was really funny because then all the kids started talking about, well, I said, well, when did we start listening to Hamilton? And they were like, well, back when we took that road trip in the summer of 2017. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. We've had some interludes of The Greatest Showman, guys. Come on.
Oh, our poor kids.
We're going to do them in.
Yep.
I'm convinced, though, someday they will look back on these memories with fondness.
Oh, you know they will. Yes. Of course they will. Yeah, they just have to live through it now.
Yeah, they'll be telling their old kids, well, you should hear about the time that my mom played Hamilton for 1.5 years straight as she was trying to get through a divorce. Oh. Anyway, I could go on, but I won't. So, are you reading anything else?
I mean, not really. I think okay. I covered everything on my, yeah, you tell
reading
us.
Reading list. It's not like yours. Mine is not like yours at all. I listened to the whole thing of It's Not Supposed to Be This Way by Lisa Turkhurst. And I really enjoyed it. I got the audiobook. A lot of times I'll do that if the book is already out and I'm planning on having the person on the show. It turns out that she probably isn't going to be on the show now because her schedule got too full or something. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know if I would have picked the book up for sure otherwise, even though it's, you know, kind of similar themes to what I've been dealing with. But I'm glad I did listen to it, even though her circumstances are very different. Her ending is very different. It was good to listen to. And she had a lot of great scripture for being in the trenches and good reminders of, like, even when it feels like God's not there, he is. And so that was a good, I would listen to it in the morning while I was doing my makeup. So that was a good one. And it was my 30th book of the year.
Wow.
So I was really glad that I hit that mark. I might hit 35 by the end of the year, though. So that would be.
Yeah, you might.
I really might. I could hit 45 at this rate. I'm listening to The Wondering Years by Knox McCoy, which if you guys follow me on Instagram, you've probably heard me talk about. It's hilarious, like rolling on the floor crying hilarious. It's about him growing up in the church in the 80s and 90s. And so there are so many things that I can relate to having grown up in the church in the 80s and 90s that are just like, when the way he describes them, though, is so spot on. And I can't even do justice to it, you guys. I mean, there are some things in there that you want to be like, don't be too sensitive if you're going to be listening to this book. If you're familiar with his podcasts, like on the Popcast or the Bible Binge, you know, it's very much in that vein. But he does this whole segment where he was trying to come to grips in his childhood of the story of Abraham and Isaac and how God had called him to, you know, sacrifice him and this whole thing. And then he started questioning whether or not his parents would sacrifice him or his sister. And he said, you know, like, I knew my dad didn't have it in him. Like, he wouldn't do it. But cut to scene, mom in bedroom, on the floor, praying next to the bed. God, do you need me to sacrifice my daughter? And she has this whole conversation back and forth with God where he's like, no, I'm pretty sure I'm good. And she's like, you sure we don't need any of that old time religion coming back? And he's like, I'm kind of getting the sense that you just want to sacrifice your daughter. And she's like, what? No. Never. And Roman happened to be in the car listening to it with me, and we both just died. It was so funny. And so it's just those kinds of things, like all the way throughout this book, on how he was kind of coming to grips with God. And you know, things like how he was on this mission to figure out who the Antichrist was when he was younger. Oh, and he had it narrowed down to like all these people that it could potentially be and like what the likelihood is now compared to then when he first put them on the list. It's like Tiger Woods, like all these people. And oh my gosh, it's just Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I mean,
it's, oh my goodness.
It's so funny.
How funny.
Yeah, it's just so good. So we're having a lot of fun. I don't have my kids listen to everything, but there are parts that I will show Roman because I know he will just get a kick out of.
Yeah.
So that's been a lot of fun to listen to. Aww. And then I'm reading Crazy Rich Asians because okay. I wanted to see the movie. And so I always like to read the book first. So okay. I'm almost done with that one. And then I just started reading Placemaker by Christy Purifoy, because she's okay. going to be coming on the podcast. So I'm just newly into that one. And then I'm reading the second book in the, oh gosh, I'm going to sound like such an idiot now. I should really know what these are. Like, you guys, you don't even understand how much I should know what the trilogy of these books are called. Big Sky. Big Sky.
Okay.
The
okay.
Big Sky series by Tricia Goyer. So
okay.
I am in the second book. This is a big hint for anyone who's really been following me for very long at all. You guys, big hint. But I'm reading the second book right now called Along Wooded Paths. And so it's like this Amish series mm-hmm. set in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first book caught me very off guard. By the end of the book, it like was addressing a lot of the issues that I kind of have been dealing with in the last year, of really like finding my worth in God, not what people think of me, and like specific people, you know, not people mm-hmm. in general. I don't usually mm-hmm. have trouble with that, but specific people. And so that like caught me off guard and was much more personal than I thought it would be. And so I was very excited to pick up the second book, and I'm really enjoying it so far. So
okay,
that's my list.
Okay, those are some good ones.
Yeah. And if anybody's just looking for like a fun, lighthearted Christmas read, I did want to mention Robin Jones Gunn's Finding Father Christmas series is really oh, okay. good. Really good, and a little bit edgier than I feel like she normally writes in some places. But I read those maybe 3 years ago and ended up binge reading all three of them and really enjoyed them. So if you're just wanting like a lighthearted Christmas read this season, those are good ones to turn to.
Okay, I just put that on my library holds.
Yeah, they're very okay. cute. And they're novellas, so they're not too long. And then you can go watch the Hallmark movies also if you really want to fill it out. Get you well covered. Speaking of watching, look at my transitions, man.
Look at you.
Speaking of watching, what are you watching these days, Miss Katie?
Well, okay, so this is going to tell you a lot about me. Obsessively watch what? What'd you say? Yeah, I was going to say I go back and forth between Hallmark and football.
So bizarre.
I don't know if that is a common thing or that is like it's really unique to me, but I love college football and I have some teams I really really follow. Yes. Like plan my weekend around.
You really guys follow. And then when she mentions it to me, she mentions it as though I have any idea what she's speaking about. She's just generally says, well, you know the game. Like, what sport is this that you're talking about? I don't know. Are you playing a card game? What is going on? What is happening?
Monopoly? Yeah. Like, what's happening? Yeah. No, football. Yeah. Yes. I watch a lot of football. And then, you know, there's always halftime and in between games. And so then I watch Hallmark Channel like, back and forth. And what I discovered this year that I'm loving is Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas app.
Yes.
And so I have that app and I mark down the ones that I have and it's just kind of fun. You know, the ones that I've seen. I feel like I've gotten a pretty good basis of their Christmas movies. It's never been something that's competitive before until the app. Yes. And now, like, I really want to get to 21. There's 21. And so I'm on 17. So hopefully this next week, I'll have some pockets of time where I can catch some more Hallmark movies.
Well, you want to hear my beef with Hallmark?
Yes.
Ladies, this week we've got Songfinch back as a sponsor. If you don't know what Songfinch is, I've talked about them before because I'm a huge fan, but Songfinch is a personalized gifting company that brings stories, feelings, and memories to life through one-of-a-kind songs. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but they are amazing. They have all different genres. In fact, they have a songwriting community of 300-plus professional musicians, and it's growing every day. The genre that we picked for our song when we had it done last year was hip-hop because I knew that my kids would jive with that and it would really become something special to them, and it absolutely has. The song still brings me to tears to this day, and I felt like I didn't even really give them that much information, so the fact that our songwriter was able to create the song that he did just blows my mind every time I hear it. The personalized songs start at $99 and are delivered within only 7 days. Your song lives on a personal URL called your story homepage where you can listen and download the song, read the lyrics, learn about your songwriter, and share your song. It's a perfect gift for the person you just don't know what to buy for or someone you really want to give something pretty special and intimate to, but it can also just be a super fun gift for a friend. You could use these songs for weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, newborns, holidays, all kinds of different reasons to get a song. And since you're a listener of Cultivating the Lovely, you can go to songfinch.com and use the promo code LOVELY for $20 off your personalized song from scratch. So head on over there, get a song from scratch for your loved one, and use the code LOVELY for $20 off. Songfinch.com. My mom and I decided to get the Hallmark app, like the little subscription app, so that we could watch this year's holiday Hallmark viewing, because that was the thing my parents got rid of their cable this year. So we only had like Hulu, Netflix, that kind of thing. So we decided just for the holiday season, we're going to do this holiday or the Hallmark app. They don't put any current movies on the app.
Oh.
I was like, what am I paying for?
What?
Like, are you kidding me? I can only access movies from 2016?
What?
This was how you advertised this to me, so that I could watch this year's I Want to See a Shoe Addict's Christmas with Candace Cameron.
Oh, but, and it's good. And it's really good.
And it's her shoes.
It's her shoes. And when you see those shoes and you know they're her shoes, I had a whole new respect for her shoe, for her closet. I was just like, whoa, like I might notice those shoes. I might try those shoes on, but I can't imagine buying them because you have to build a whole outfit around the shoes. And like, what, how, when do you actually wear them? But she has a closet full of that kind of shoes. It was really fun.
So that was a little frustrating because I would love to be watching the Hallmark movies, but I've had to settle for the few Hallmark-esque movies they have on Netflix. So I've been relegated to The Princess Switch and A Prince for Christmas, and that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that good?
as cheesy as you want them to be. So I had a whole broken down discussion about this on What Ingrid and Fiona Like this past week with Rebecca, because apparently she's never seen a Hallmark movie, which was shocking. Right. And so I ran her through. I was like, well, there's like the Prince storyline. There's the going back to my old hometown storyline. Or there's the, you know, like the guy who you don't really think that you will like storyline, but ends up being the guy, or the guy who, you know, his wife died and he has a kid. And
oh, there's always a widower.
Yes. Yeah. Like, there's always these certain storylines. You know, I went through all of them with her and she was like, wow.
It is a little predictable, but it does vary.
And there's something so satisfying about it, even though in the first 5 minutes, you know exactly what is going to happen.
Yep. And you know who the main characters are. You know who's going to fall in love. And you can't always predict what, because there's always that climax point where something goes wrong. I can't always predict what that's going to be in the beginning, but...
Or the
there's
one...
good foreshadowing. You know it's coming.
Yes. I was a little thrown off by the random one I watched from, you know, again, it was probably from 2015, where the girl falls in love with a ghost who comes back to life for 2 weeks, but then somehow was able to make himself come back to life permanently and marry her.
Oh, my. No, I haven't seen that one.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting. Well, my 8-year-old, who ends up getting stuck watching a lot of the Hallmark movies, he said, I thought this was so classic. He's like, so when they meet, usually somebody has died, right? And I said, yeah, usually like the mom has died, or, you know, there's a dad and a daughter, or there's some situation. He said, these movies would be so much better if they showed the death. Like, oh, you are not the audience.
Oh, that is hilarious. Oh my goodness. Nope, missed the boat on that one, buddy.
Someone, you missed the boat.
Yeah. Well, or things that are just so unplausible, implausible, what would be the word there? Anyway, go with me here, people. I'm tired. It's been a long week. But like in The Princess Switch, where both characters are played by Vanessa Hudgens, one with a British accent, but they're not related. They just happen to be identical, so much so to the fact they can switch places and nobody knows. But okay, I'm buying it. I'm in Netflix. Just take me where you want to take me.
You cannot ask big questions.
No,
you cannot see flaws.
No. All right, I'm buying it. Let's go. So yep. But other than that, I do have to say, I haven't got to watch it yet, but maybe tonight will be the night. I'm gonna sit down and watch The Holiday with a big bowl of ice cream. It's my favorite Christmas movie.
What kind of ice cream?
We did go get Cold Stone with my parents tonight. So I'll have Cold Stone. I get sweet cream with raspberries, chocolate chips, and Oreo pie crust.
Hey, no, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That's a good mix.
Yeah. So I might just do that tonight. I'm looking forward to it. I'm about halfway through Dumplin'. Have you seen?
I don't know that one.
Mm-mm. You don't have Netflix anymore, do you?
Nope.
Okay. Well,
you're missing out.
You are. It's a Jennifer Aniston movie about her daughter, who is a bigger girl, but Jennifer Aniston is like an ex-pageant queen and still runs the hometown pageant. And then her daughter decides to run. And so it is very cute and sweet so far, though. I'm really liking it. So I got to finish that one this weekend.
I like everything you're saying. That sounds fantastic.
And it's got Dolly Parton music in it, set in the South. I mean,
yes.
It's everything you want it to be.
Yes.
So I will hopefully finish that one this weekend. Of course, Fuller House came out today, season 4. Praise the Lord. And my 3-year-old has already watched much of it. Or it played throughout the day and she would come in and out. So I would get like a gist of what was going on while I was editing. So that, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Fuller House happening.
There must be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a really controversial one, but you guys just bear with me. I'm going through a divorce. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel season 2 came out on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And she's like getting a divorce in the 50s. And she's very spunky. And she's a comedian. And I really enjoyed season one because, like, she moves in with her parents and her parents are getting annoyed with her and the kids and everything. So there's a little bit of camaraderie there with Midge, even though...
Midge?
Yes. I actually named my journal Midge this
That's
year.
So funny.
Like, Midge, you get me. But, so yeah, I will be starting to watch more of that over the next couple of weeks for sure. So
I think Mackenzie is like the modern equivalent of Midge.
Right?
I mean, I could see that. The evolution. Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll take it all day long. Except for I don't have the mouth, quite the mouth that she does. But, you know, I do like to be funny. So I'll take it. Okay. Now, on to a much more serious question. How are you being festive this year, Katie?
Festive, huh? Other than playing Candles Messiah obsessively?
I know, it's just, like, ridiculous. Festive. And then, like, maybe I should go first, because you're
okay,
going to...
Well, yeah, you go first. You go first, but I don't think everything I have to say is going to be maybe what you're anticipating. But you go first.
Okay, well, considering I already know some of what you've been doing, and it sure as heck not what I've been doing. This is Cultivating the Lovely, folks, where I bought boxed gingerbread houses for my children that I may have sounded like the marvelous Mrs. Maisel a little bit while I was trying to put those suckers together. So we did that, and then one of my children refused to go, being in a bad mood, but three of my children I took to see the gingerbread competition that we've been trying to go see for like the last 5 years.
Oh, downtown?
Yes, but it was over.
So no.
We got to see the houses, but they weren't making them anymore, and we really wanted to see how they were doing things. But regardless, they were very cool. We were there for about 3 minutes and then we voted and we left, which at least I didn't have to pay for parking. But not quite. I thought it was going to be like a big to-do of, you know, being there for a while, but it wasn't. But whatever. So we voted. They were very cool. I mean, they had like the Campbell House. You guys, this part is where I'm going to totally lose you, but I want to tell Katie because she's local to me and she'll think it's cool. Mm-hmm. They had the Campbell House. They had the Washington Water Power Building. They had the Hutton Building. They had the Garbage Eating Goat.
In gingerbread?
In gingerbread. Life size. It was as big as the real one. Yes.
And, that's crazy.
Yeah. And they had the cobblestone little tower, the Vista House.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they had all of those done in gingerbread, and they were all done very well. So, So that was fun to see. But, and they were like, I mean, these houses were probably 4 feet across the buildings. You know, I mean, they were substantial. They even said, like, how much, they each weighed hundreds of pounds. So that was kind of fun to see, like, all of that. But, yeah, we were there for, you know, 3 to 5 minutes. And then
you really took it in.
We left.
Quickly.
Yeah. And then I did say, hey, guys, they did the crescent windows at the Grand Hotel downtown. And they, you know, like those old Christmassy windows you know, department stores used to have. Well, they've done them in our city. And I was like, let's go look at them. And again, my, you know, Scrooge of a kid was like, I don't want to see them. I was like, shut your eyes. We're going anyway. So he was in the back of the car screaming most of the time while I was like, there they are, guys. And that took about 30 seconds to drive by. So that's how festive we are, everybody.
Oh, but you know, okay, so this ties in with what I was going to say, but you did these things in, like, if you do these things every year and they always take 3 minutes or less, and you're thinking, this is, why am I bothering? Like, why am I even doing it? We're not even here long. Does this really make a difference? But kids in their memory, when they remember back, they don't remember that it was 3 minutes. They're going to remember the tradition. They're going to remember the warm feeling they had. They're going to just take it in and enjoy it. You're putting out the effort, and their memories will take off with it.
Ladies, we're going to take a quick minute to talk about Church Home. You know, we're always seeing headlines about tech. Is it helping us or hurting us? That kind of thing. The fact is, it can do both. On our phones, we can be connected to anyone, anywhere, but how do you actually find meaningful, positive connections and tune out all the negative noise? One of the ways I'm doing it is with the new Church Home Global app. What I love about Church Home is that it's not about excluding people. It's not about being perfect. It's about being together, where everyone is welcome. Church Home was started 25 years ago with the belief that church isn't so much about the place, but about the people. That's the thinking behind their new Church Home Global app, where you can connect with people all around the world, have honest discussions, and create meaningful relationships all from your phone. With Church Home Global, you always have access to a positive space and strong community of people. One of my favorite features about the app is if there's a Sunday that I'm not able to actually get to church, I can attend church on the Church Home Global app, but it doesn't have to be a solitary experience. I can actually go into the app and meet people in the lobby chat room before the church service starts. In some ways, I'm connecting more with those people than I even usually do in the meet and greet at real church. I've been able to start some really meaningful discussions with those people that carry me throughout the week. They have so many other features and Bible studies and ways to connect. I bet you will find one too. So join me today on the Church Home Global app. Download the free Church Home Global app available on the App Store or Google Play. Or text CULTIVATE to 555-888. That's Church Home, CHURCHOME, Global, available on the App Store or Google Play. Or text CULTIVATE to 555-888. Well, and we decorate gingerbread houses every year. That is our thing. I used to buy the built ones when I could afford it. But, yeah. You know, but that was something that was kind of like, well, regardless, I want to do it, even though my mom wants to throw them away immediately and, you know, because she doesn't want them in her house. Like, oh, once we someday have a house, then we'll put these out. I did get the question this week. So what would happen if we never, ever got a house? It's like, you guys, you can't think that way. You've got to pretend that someday this will not be our living situation. But so we did do that. And I've got to say, my almost four-year-old was like night and day different. She could decorate her own house this year.
Oh, I want to see it.
Well, it's mostly dismantled by now. But she could do it. And she had her little bags. I mean, she may have been sucking on the bags a little bit and whatever, sure. But she did it. I didn't have to do it for her, which it was like, once at least I got everything built, then everybody was like quiet for a good 45 minutes. And my mom even came downstairs and was like, what is happening? Everyone is quiet. I was like, I know, right? They're all
Christmas miracle.
Yeah, it was amazing. So that was... That felt like a little bit of victory that everybody did their thing. Emerson put more frosting on a gingerbread house than I thought was even possible. She is not a minimalist, to say the least, in any area of her life. But yeah, they were all very much fit them. So that was fun.
Oh, their personality came out.
Yeah, except at the end when every year the boys go, now you got to pick a winner and don't say everybody tied. And it was like, you know the answer to this question. This is not happening. Now the magic is gone. Go away.
Exactly. You made it a competition. Yeah. And boys. Yes. They always make everything a competition.
And I don't even know that it's the boys because they probably get it very honestly from me. But whatever. So that was that. All right, now let's all strap on for the actual lovely from one of the original people who inspired this podcast.
Oh goodness, that is so much pressure, and I'm gonna let you all down and say
no, that you're not, because I know what you've done.
Well, I would say all sorts of years leading into this year, I feel so much pressure in that Advent season. I feel like there are whole curriculums that come out. There's the candles. There's the baking. There's all these different facets, and I love all of it, and I want to do all of it.
Yeah.
And what I really started to reflect on, I think I started this maybe last year But if I'm going to add something in for Advent, I'm also taking something off.
Yeah.
And I had to just truly like just hold my schedule in balance and say, like, what is the most important thing here? Do we just take school off? Do we take school off
Yeah,
in the month of
yeah.
December? Because in order to do all these things that I want to do, there's no way we can fit in
Yeah, a lot of
everything.
people do.
And so I've just had to wrestle with that. If I add anything, I take something off, and it has to be tangible, like I draw a line through it in my schedule. So that's kind of helped me because I love to do all of the beautiful, festive. I
Yes.
want to do all those things, but it's not realistic. And it starts to stress me out because we're getting closer and closer to Christmas, and I haven't done this and this and this. And all these things are arbitrary add-ons that I think we need to do so that my kids have the kind of childhood they look back and they're like, oh, Christmas, oh, we did.
Yeah.
But really, what they need is an engaged, present mom who's not stressed out. So I
Yes.
just kind of have to come to that, like, what is most important to me? What fits my personality? What fits their personality, us as a family? Like, for instance, let me just tell you something I took off my list this year. And that is buying matching pajamas for our whole family. Now, I love that. I love that tradition. I think it's really fun. I like the family photo of it. I like kind of embarrassing my boys that they match. But my husband does not like it. He just doesn't. My boys do not enjoy it. The only people who want to match are my daughter and me.
So did you buy them for you too?
Yes. And that's
I love
just where it's going to stop. Like, I'm not going to continue with something that the rest of the world's doing that isn't really working for us.
it. Yeah.
So anyway, I had to be ruthless with my editing of really what are we going to do that makes the most sense in this season. So the
Yeah.
things that I have ended up with are things that truly make me feel like I'm present, invested, engaged, enjoying this time with my kids, and that they're kind of reciprocating that. So
Yeah.
what it's kind of boiled down to is, so there's always going to be music, candle, a festive candle, you know, the Bath and Body Works, Fresh Balsam, or Tis the Season, or something is kind of constantly on. And I feel like that adds that warm feeling I want them to have. And that's really simple. That's so easy just to make sure that those things are kind of happening. And when I start to feel that stress, lighting that candle, turning on the music, it just takes it away. Like, okay, we're good
Yeah.
here. Where's the Hallmark movie? I need my
Yeah.
slippers. This is all
Yeah.
silly. We just have to get a little simpler. So the one thing that I really fought to keep on my schedule and removed other things for is so one day during Advent season, I work with my boys. They develop a menu, and I like it when they have kind of a challenge in there. None of them really came up with anything that I felt like was outside of their box at all this year, other than one dessert, which I'll talk about. But so they kind of develop a menu, and then they have to convert the recipe if it's just, you know, they might have to double or triple it, and make the grocery list, and then we go out, we get coffee and hot chocolate, and we go out shopping, and it's kind of fun. Get the ingredients, prep the meal, they set the table, and with like cloth napkins, like actual napkins, and then we invite their grandparents, and they serve the meal, they do the dishes, including like sweeping and getting everything
Wow.
back the way it was before, and then they read the devotion that night in public, in front of people, which is kind of like they sweat a little bit about that. Like, they have to
Yeah.
stand up. They actually have to do it, but they do it, and it's just a really fun thing that we've kind of established. And we just had one of them this week, and my son wanted to do barbecue chicken pizza, barbecue
Okay.
chicken ranch salad, so a tossed salad with barbecue chicken or barbecue ranch, and then for dessert he wanted to do creme brulee. It's like, what?
Yes.
Yay, I
I
see where
did
you're going.
not. I knew about the creme brulee. I did not know that was the main dish. That's
Yeah,
hilarious.
and I tried to talk him out of it, like, why don't we try to make a French dish to me? Nope, it's gotta be barbecue chicken ranch. He's like, oh, all right, it's your night. So we went with it, and he got to use the kitchen blowtorch, and that
Yes.
was a major highlight. And nothing burned down, no hair or eyebrows were singed. It all worked.
Nice.
And it was so delicious. It was really good. So that's something that I've kind of built in that always happens in that Advent
And
season
that's
that we kind of
serious
count.
loveliness.
Well, I mean, it's because I love food and I love cooking. It works with our family. I think if that sort of stuff stressed me out, we would be doing something completely else that might sound lovely. But this just, it's taken me years to get to a place where I can let go of everything else to kind of bring in that stuff that actually works for us. So I
That's
feel
so
really,
important.
yeah, and it feels really freeing. Like I'm actually enjoying myself doing this. They're enjoying it. That's what it's supposed to be about, is, just having that family time to really connect on what is most important and save time for that. So that's really about it. It's pretty slim of, outside of that. I try to keep us home as much as possible. We go see Christmas lights one night, and I like to put twinkly lights in my car. That's something that they kind of come to count on, and I really love it. The battery operated,
Yes, it really does something special to a car.
it is. And when it's gonna get dark at 4, there has to be some bonus to that, because otherwise it's just dark at 4.
Yeah, it's actually setting before 4 o'clock now.
Oh, it's awful. It's really awful.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, where
Yeah.
do we live? Alaska? I
I
know.
have feels like it.
But it's about to start getting longer again. Hang on to that hope.
We'll turn the corner here soon, and it's all daylight from there.
We'll see, but that's the amazing kind of lovely I'm talking about, you guys, that it's just it's
Oh.
really something. But I do have to say, I have been feeling more and more throughout this year, and I gotta figure, I think I was writing this somewhere. Oh, I'm gonna be talking on a podcast. That's where it was. Not on my podcast and somebody else's, but about how we as moms need to play to our strengths. And I think there were a lot of years there where I was trying to do well what came naturally to other people and kind of denying the things that came naturally to me, and they won't look the same. And some have this much more, on the surface just look more beautiful, but that doesn't invalidate that what I'm offering my kids isn't lovely in some way. Also, it's just different. And so being able to say, okay, I am not good at that thing, so I don't have to take that on, or we don't enjoy that. But how could I tweak it to make it something we enjoy, or getting rid of it completely, or getting help with something that I'm not necessarily good at so that it can work better for our family and I can do the things that I am good at and will serve our family well? And I think that's an important thing, even as we move into next week's podcast, that people can be thinking about, and even for the new year, like, what are my strengths as a mom, as a woman, as a whatever? How can I play to those things so that I am thriving more in my life and not just constantly frustrated?
And not reaching like a burnout with all this stuff that never really even mattered, but we think, and we in our society today, like, we live with Pinterest, we live with social media, where we're seeing people's best, we're seeing
And
those
it's very
snapshots.
visual.
And it's hard not to feel like, oh, I'm just not providing the same thing for my child. But to slow it way down and take it to a smaller place, and just think, but what my child needs is me engaged with them and making these memories, even if it doesn't look the way it's supposed to look, like getting a Christmas tree and it's a disaster, or whatever it is. You're still putting out the effort to do what is important, what will refill you and fuel you up, and not leave you feeling exhausted and burned out and not happy, and nobody needs that. So.
Absolutely. And I found that a lot of times, even with the Same Page podcast, is that I know there are a lot of moms who, have tea time around the podcast, or like, it's a beautiful thing. For us, it is in the car that we're doing it. And I can make my car, more lovely to an extent, but it also is just kind of a bare bones, we're going to listen thing. And for me, it's been very freeing because this sounds terrible. I have never been that person who really loves reading to my kids because they interrupt and I'm like doing my thing. I am reading this story to them, you know, and they are ignoring me or they are distracted or they are asking questions or whatever. But when I am reading to them and it's pre-recorded, it's like, oh, now I can enjoy it with them. And I love listening to it with them and watching their reactions because I know what's coming and wondering if they'll catch the same things that I caught when I was reading it. And it has become something that I do enjoy because I put in the effort to create it beforehand or even doing the things with them. Like, it's taken on a different way for us to connect than it traditionally would have looked like, but it's working, you know? So
it allows you to show up. And that's the most important thing, is that we're all just showing up, whether it's around our table or in the car, or if it is a lovely scenario we've set or it isn't, we're showing up.
Yeah. Yep. I love it. Well, I think that was a really fun show. Hopefully it gave people some ideas of, some of it was, you know, holiday related, some of it wasn't, but it's just some fun things that we're doing right now, and maybe gave you some last minute gift ideas if you're looking for a good book or something to fill your watching hours, or, you know, some haphazard traditions that you can start. I hope you guys really enjoyed it. We'll have show notes as always, and we will be back. Katie will actually be back next week for a little snippet we will be doing on New Year's. So,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Go be bold and Christmassy. Ladies, I hope you giggled at least half as much as we did in that episode, because clearly we had a good time. And guess what? Katie is going to be back next week with a few of our other friends talking about wrapping up our 2018 and heading into 2019 in the best way we possibly can, which of course I think includes becoming a Patreon member, because we're going to have so much fun over there and we're really going to be building a lot of community and helping each other reach our goals this year. So if you want to be part of that, again, remember to come over to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. You can find show notes for this episode by going to boldturquoise.com/095. And then also, you might just want to hop over to iTunes and leave us a little rating and review. It's a huge free thing that you can do to really support this podcast, and we deeply, deeply appreciate it. And one last thing, you guys, I love connecting with you on Instagram. It is one of my favorite things. I try to be on Insta stories every day, and I love hearing back from you guys. I love the conversations that happen from my ridiculous stories. So be sure to find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa. I would love to chat with you there. And if you happen to share out about the podcast on your own feed, I would love to share it out again. Thanks so much for all the support you guys have given me throughout this last year. I couldn't have done it without you. I hope you have the merriest of Christmases. And until next week, go be bold and Christmassy.